This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. There used to be Anishinaabeg art in the Clinch Park Tunnel in downtown Traverse City. Then the tunnel was remodeled and the art was painted over. Now the Traverse City Arts Commission is returning Native American art to the tunnel. Commissioners have selected Colorado Springs-based Bobby Lopez to paint a new mural honoring the Native Anishinaabeg culture. Cindy Winslow is the director of the Iyawing Museum in Peshawetown, and she helped oversee the artist selection process on behalf of the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians. I sat down with Cindy and asked her what she was looking for in an artist.
I was looking for an artist that could potentially understand Anishinaabe art and be willing to talk with us as a community and maybe input some ideas. I was also looking for more of an organic flow with their art than the hard edges. Most of our art is flowing, and I believe that's kind of brings back the idea of the shoreline, and nature is organic and flowing, and it's not very hard edge. I was also looking to see if there was any Native Americans or tribal members that also had submitted any applications as well, just because I figured they would, of course, being Anishinaabe themselves, then they would have a great understanding and be able to add that into the art. Bobby Lopez's art was, he had our floral motifs in it. He had individuals in regalia. He had the idea of us down. He does need to add, you know, talk with us some more and add some other insights, but I really feel like his art is truly representative of what our Anishinaabe art would be.
Talk about Anishinaabe art. You mentioned it's very flowy, mm-hmm. and you mentioned floral patterns. What characterizes Anishinaabe art?
It has a lot of references to our culture. Sometimes they have the different clan animals depicted. Sometimes they have more of a nature idea, so it incorporates not only spiritual ideas, but also the area we live in. And a lot of Native artists pick up on nature ideas, and they use it to kind of depict thoughts and feelings and cultural ideas of loving the land, and this is where we're from, and fishing, and, you know, nature is just, it's really embedded in the Anishinaabe culture.
Cindy, there was Anishinaabe art in the Clinch Park Tunnel at one point when the tunnel was remodeled. I believe it was in 2013. Everything got painted over. Mm-hmm. What do you think this means for the Anishinaabe people in general to have art again represented in the Clinch Park Tunnel?
We should be definitely portrayed more extensively than what we are in Traverse City culture. We have been here since Traverse City was founded, and I think that we should have more of a presence. I think that this putting the art in there is really good, and I think it's great of incorporating our culture, Anishinaabe, and recognizing that we were here as well. And we are a part of Traverse City history. And I think this is a great first step.
Cindy, were you tempted to submit any proposals? You're an artist yourself.
I do not work on that big of a scale. And my art, whereas it's organic and abstract, it's not really Native-like in more modern artist, but I was asked by some people to do it, and I just was like, no. I already work full-time, and I'm a single mom, so, yeah.
Did any Anishinaabe people submit proposals?
We had one, and he was chosen for the final three, the top three. However, his final submission wasn't exactly what I would hoped it would have been for this particular project. So I was disappointed in that, but I think Bobby is a great next. I think his ideas was perfect, pretty much.
Looking forward, Cindy, what is your involvement going to be moving forward? Are you going to be involved anymore at this point?
I hope so. I hope that I can continue even maybe being on the Art Council and representing us, not even for just projects that are based on us, but maybe on other projects that just so the tribe can have involvement in it. I'm excited to see the final product.
Cindy Winslow is the director of the Ayawing Museum in Peshawetown. She was also chosen to help select the artist for the Clinch Park Tunnel Art Project. Cindy, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun.
The final draft of the mural will be submitted by artist Bobby Lopez to the Arts Commission in June. The project is expected to be completed in July. I'm Dan Wanchura. This is Interlochen Public Radio.